A Fine Gael minister is calling for the rate of stamp duty on the bulk purchase of new homes by vulture funds to be doubled to 20%. The Sunday Times reports today that Minister Neil Richmond, a junior minister at the Department of Finance, wants the government to introduce the measure in October's budget. If it doesn't, he says, his party will include the proposal in their election manifesto. Last January, a Sinn Féin proposal to increase the stamp duty on the bulk purchasing of homes to 17% was not accepted by the government. Minister of State Neil Richmond is with me now in the studio. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us. You want to double the tax on vulture funds, bulk buying homes. You're admitting that the current rate of stamp duty of 10%, which your government introduced and defended, is inadequate.
Well, no, what I'm putting out quite clearly is we have to keep policies always under constant review. And this stamp duty rate that was introduced has worked to an extent. It's slowed down the amount of bulk purchases, but it hasn't worked completely. And we still see in the last year, over 600 new homes were picked up. Now, we're looking for official confirmation of that. That's 600 homes that could be going to families in my constituency or anywhere around the country. We in Fine Gael are the party of home ownership. We have to be flexible. We want to use every lever to make sure that more people can own their own home. And if the 10% isn't doing exactly what we want, then we have to be ambitious. And that's why I think, quite fundamentally, Justin, we have to double it at this stage.
But back in January, Sinn Féin had a proposal in front of the Dáil to increase stamp duty on the bulk buying of homes to 17%. And your government refused to accept that. And today you come in to the studio and on the Sunday Times with a Sinn Féin plan dressed up in Fine Gael clothes.
Not at all. And what the minister at the time said over 8 months ago is that he had no intention at that stage of introducing it. But we're 8 months on. We have to be able to be flexible with our policies, Justin. We have to see where more can be done. And ultimately, budgetary proposals shouldn't be made in January. They should be now, because we're going to have a budget in the next 3.5 weeks where we need to make sure that the measure is even that budget. And if it's not going to happen, that budget, we'll have a general election at some stage between now and March. That's when we put these suggestions in. And we have to be aware and self-aware to say we need to look to do more.
It wasn't just January, though. Back in April, Michael McGrath, the finance minister, said that he had no intention or had no plans of increasing stamp duty on the bulk buying of homes at that stage. So have things changed? Have you spoken with the senior minister in your department, Jack Chambers, and is he on board with this?
Well, I do believe things have changed, and I think we've seen increased data and we've seen representations into our office and more people citing this being an issue, because what we sought to achieve with the 10% introduction is to reduce this as much as possible. We obviously, institutional funds have some part to play in the delivery of homes and delivery of housing, but not to this extent.
Have you spoken to Jack Chambers about it?
I haven't spoken directly to Minister Chambers about it. Obviously, I've spoken to the Taoiseach, and this is something very much that I want to put into Fine Gael policy. But absolutely, when I go to have my budget discussions with Minister Chambers, which are this week ahead, I will, of course, be raising it with him.
But so you've gone on the record on the Sunday Times, and you're on here today, but you haven't even spoken to the Minister for Finance about this proposal.
No, I spoke to the Minister of Finance just last week, arranging our meeting. There's 3 or 4 issues that I want to discuss with them, including this one that I, as an individual, as a Fine Gael minister in his department, want to put forward. But crucially, Justin, this isn't about the semantics of who asked what when. It's about delivering homes for Irish people. And fundamentally, the stamp duty introduced has worked to an extent,
no,
but it can do more.
It sounds, Minister, like electioneering when you come out with this proposal, not having spoken to the Minister for Finance about it. Did you speak to the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, about it?
No, I haven't, because I said this is a Fine Gael proposal that's going into discussions as part of a pre-budget discussion. This is a strong, and I must underline this, Justin, this is a strong personal opinion of mine, and absolutely I will discuss it. And I completely reject the assertion that it's an electioneering. This is about going into the budgetary process and in due course planning out what we want in terms of delivering homes in the coming months and due course for the next 5-year term.
Does the Taoiseach want this?
The Taoiseach is very well aware of my own personal opinion.
Does he support it?
Well, the Taoiseach was the person who wrote a letter to the previous Minister McGrath only a couple of months ago asking for a full review on that. We look forward to that full review, and I've spoken to officials asking when can we expect that. I'd like that as soon as possible, because we need to look at this policy again.
Are you trying to put pressure then on your Fianna Fáil colleagues? Given that Michael McGrath, the Finance Minister at the time, said in April that he had no plans to increase that tax. Are you trying to put pressure on Fianna Fáil now, your partners in government, to do this in the October budget so that you can claim credit for it?
What this is about is delivering more homes for Irish people to own. We have done so much good work, all of us, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, and Greens, about delivering more housing. Housing completions are going up massive amount, but we need to make sure that those homes are going to Irish people to own themselves. We are a party that actually believes people can not only own their home, but also own the land under it, unlike other parties. And we want to work with Fianna Fáil and the Greens, as we've worked very well together with last four and a half years, to drive increased home ownership.
But is this a solo run by you then? Is it designed to put some pressure on your colleagues, Fianna Fáil? Because we've seen that happen before, haven't we? Where Fine Gael ministers come out in advance of a budget making tax proposals that haven't been run by your partners in government. And it's caused friction before.
Well, I don't think this will cause any friction. I don't know how wanting to deliver more homes to be owned by Irish people will cause friction. This is me, as a junior minister in the Department of Finance, of course, but as my party spokesperson in finance, putting forward a very clear position. And also, I think it's good. I think it's good when politicians in government and outside can look at policies and constantly look to evolve and make sure that they are delivering as best possible.
If it doesn't happen in the budget, if the finance minister disagrees with you and this proposal isn't introduced in the budget, will that have been a failure on your part then to be able to convince your partners in government that this is a worthwhile proposal?
No, and I've said it myself, and indeed you said it at the introduction, that this mightn't be something that can be done in this budget, and I accept that. I'd like if it could be, and I think there is a way to do it, but if not, it absolutely will be a plank of my party's manifesto going forward, and hopefully any future programme for government negotiations should we get a mandate from the Irish people.
Why haven't you spoken to the Minister for Housing about it?
Minister for Housing, I haven't had the opportunity to speak to him. My senior minister is Jack Chambers. I have a meeting with him on Tuesday this week. That's the place to have the discussion.
All right. Minister of State, Neil Richmond, thank you very much for coming into our studio.